Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
Hi, Pastor Dave.
Hi, Cecilia.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You?
I'm just as cheerful and happy and bouncy as I can be.
There are some days it is like that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There's some days you're just having a bad, horrible, no good, miserable, rotten, ugly day. And then there's some days that things
when
are just...
you're having a wonderful, beautiful,
yeah.
Happy... Yes. Yeah.
And I think we're both having one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, for one
I am glad because that means I can tell you a joke. In Sunday school, the teacher asked the kids, "What is God's name?" And she was expecting, Jesus or Yahweh from the Old Testament, Adonai. One little boy raised his hand and said, "I know what it is. His name is Art."
Art?
Yeah. Yeah, the little boy said, "Yeah, you know, we pray it all the time. Our Father who art in heaven." We're going to be talking about the Lord's Prayer again today. And with that, we'll go on to the next petition. Forgive us our sins or trespasses or debts, as we forgive those who sin or trespass or debt against us.
So what are we going to do with this petition, statement,
ah.
Thought, part of the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm having a good day, but I'm not coming up with anything clear at all. I mean, it just says, forgive as we forgive those who sin against us.
I got an idea. Let's skip this petition. Let's just move on to the next one.
No. Can't do that.
But,
can't, no.
But it's...
The people out there... will be expecting something.
But it's uncomfortable.
That's probably why they're expecting something.
They won't like it.
That's why they want it.
They do?
Yeah, because they're hoping that it will say something nice and easy, like, "Oh, just forget it and go on." But we can't. Yeah. I have only the first thought that comes to my mind, not only thought, but I have one thought, is I even alluded to it in the introduction. Forgive us our...
sins.
Or...
debts
or
trespasses.
Yeah. Each of those three words actually means something different. A sin is, first, a trespass. If you trespass, what do?
You're going on someone else's property.
Yeah. That's right. A sin is missing the mark, like you're shooting an arrow
mm-hmm.
at a target, but you miss. And then a debt, you owe somebody something. Now, all three of those words mean something different. And in different translations, it uses all three of, or different ones. And I think those are both, all three, kind of good. Because sometimes we do trespass and stomp all over people and their private space and their name. Sometimes we say something that's really off mark and miss. And sometimes... we are in debt to people because of, various things. Because when we do sin, we have a debt that needs to be forgiven. Well, that's my contribution. Do you got one?
Well, as I think about it, I do have something.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us."
Right.
He's not talking here from inexperience. As you think about it, who was all there when he was teaching this?
Well, at least the 12 disciples, probably a whole bunch of other people, too.
Okay, and who were among the 12?
Oh, Peter, Andrew, James, John,
uh-huh,
Thomas.
Peter.
Oh, and he denied him.
And
oh, then there'd be, well, all of them ran away, and then Judas is the one who betrayed him.
Mm-hmm. Betrayed to death. Jesus was saying, I forgive. Forgive as I am going to forgive you.
As you say that, it reminded me of a situation. I had somebody call me up quite a few years ago from an outreach center, and they were very hurt by somebody at the outreach center that said something bad about them and malicious about them. And they were, how can I forgive this person? I said, well, and we talked for a bit, and they said, but this person may do it again. I'm just afraid that they're going to do it again. And I said to them, okay. Forgive means to let go of the emotion, but it doesn't mean you have to forget what they did. It's okay to be cautious around that person, by all means. But to forgive means to hold no anger or grudge or any other emotion about them. And that's where we have to work and pray that God help you with your anger.
I forget if it was you or someone else that said to me, forgiveness is giving up the right to hurt back.
Yeah.
I had a situation years ago. I was in torment, literally mental, spiritual torment. Someone had done something to me, and I knew I needed to forgive, and I couldn't. I was so angry. And I knew that God wasn't happy with me because I couldn't forgive. God was my best friend. He was the one I could talk to about anything. But I felt like I couldn't talk to him because of this person that I couldn't forgive. And I was just stuck. What could I do?
This is why forgiveness is such a tough, tough topic. There's pitfalls or big stones that can't be moved every which way you go. Somebody has done something and you feel wronged. Either they owe you a debt of something, or they have shot an arrow and they hit you. Or they stepped over your feet. And then you look to say, I've got to forgive them. The key here is to remember, the power to forgive is not from us. The power to forgive somebody comes from knowing, believing, and trusting that we are forgiven by God.
But God's God. He can forgive. For me to forgive this person, it would take a miracle.
Mm-hmm. It would. And it took a miracle by God to forgive you, too, by the way. Jesus dying on the cross, his very son, his rising from the dead to give everlasting life. God's all about miracles. He's all about the business of forgiveness. I think you were right on by mentioning, God, I feel distant from you. You're keeping that communication relationship with God open. That's where you're going to find the power, is from God. Stay with Him. He forgives. He gives you the strength.
Fortunately, I don't see this person anymore. So, What a relief. I don't have to forgive.
No. The amazing thing is forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's about you. If you don't forgive, two things are happening. One, you're still holding the resentment, bitterness, anger in you.
No, I'm just, it just doesn't exist anymore.
No, it exists. It's just you're burying it. And second, you're denying the forgiveness God has given you because he wants to forgive you so that you can then forgive. Forgiveness is really more about you and what you will do with the person, releasing them from any obligation.
Obligation?
Yeah. Many times when people hurt us, we believe they owe us an apology. They owe us repentance. They owe us, that's the debt. And see, that's part of the thing about forgiveness. It's erasing the debt. Because we had a debt, a huge debt of sin. God erased it for us. That's what allows us to erase the debt of obligation for others.
And the guilt returns. I can't let that debt go. Therefore, my debt won't be erased, right?
And that's why we pray always in this prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. You're asking God for strength and help to forgive. That's the key element here in this, why it's a thing that we do constantly. It's not a forgive and forget and gone. We, because of our sinfulness, we're turning to him for strength and help for forgiveness as well.
I am so glad I'm not the pastor. I don't have to answer these questions. I just have to ask them. So this person that I don't see anymore, they're not sorry for what they did. So that means I don't have to forgive them, right?
No. It would be nice if there was acknowledgement by that person. That would make then restoration possible. But forgiveness doesn't have to be the full circle. Forgiveness is about your heart. Restoration of the relationship deals with both of you. Sometimes that happens, that you both are aware of it, and so you acknowledge you're sorry, but not always. Heck, I can think of some times where my wife just glibly went on her way, did something, forgot about me, and my feelings were hurt. And I had to say to myself, Dave, forgive her. She didn't know what she was doing. She just went on her way.
She didn't know what she was doing?
Oh, heck yeah. But I learned from her a long time ago. I was doing that to her. And she one day commented about there are times that I would say something or do something and I just go on my way and she'd have to say, no, forgive him. He doesn't realize it. That's okay. I can forgive him.
But
I love
him. Why didn't
him.
She bring it up to you? If you two are married and you're supposed to be communicating... And why didn't...
Sometimes you do, especially if it's going to be a repeat, but sometimes it's just a oversight or something that bringing it up would just bring up more pain. Mm-hmm. And instead of doing that, you just forgive, even when the other person doesn't know about it or even repents about it. Because forgiveness, first and foremost, is about your heart and what you do in the beginning of that restoration of the relationship. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He started this forgiveness thing. And you know, if think about what Jesus was doing. He was walking around in ministry, talking and sharing with people. Mm-hmm. Up until then, they knew about the Ten Commandments, right?
Right.
And some of them knew, most of them probably thought these were just commands they couldn't keep. But some realized, I even think back then, because they knew Hebrew. Really, when you read the Hebrew Ten Commandments, they are statements. You're not adulterers. You're not murderers.
Wait,
you're
the
not
commandments
liars.
Are not, I'm not, you shall not.
No,
as
no.
As in, don't do this?
No, no.
But they are.
They're statements. You aren't murderers. You're not liars. You're not coveters. You're not stealers.
Wow.
They're statements. God's saying, you are my people, and this is who you are. And this is what they, some heard, they realized they couldn't do it, but they're always thinking in that concept of, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and I shouldn't do this, and I shouldn't do that. Jesus turned the table. Instead of looking at the negative, don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, he turned it around. Knowing that sin and missing the mark and debt would be there, he says, forgive. And
you
so
forgivers.
You are forgivers. And he basically makes it a statement. That's why the word as is in there with this prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We are forgivers.
It's not if we forgive, then we will be forgiven. It is as we forgive.
As we've been forgiven.
As we have been forgiven.
So we
forgive.
And that's what my wife taught me in relationships. Sometimes you just do it without even talking about it. That's the change Jesus brings about. He has a whole different aspect on life. Forgiveness.
You know, we haven't read any Bible scripture in this
podcast. And this is a Bible study.
Yes, it is.
Forgiveness. Okay. Words that are said often in many churches with the confession of sins. Mm-hmm. If we say we have no sin, we deceive our... This is from 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. And I'll start it. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's verse 9, 8 and 9. God is faithful and just, will forgive us of all unrighteousness. Jesus, after he had risen from the dead, showed himself alive to the disciples in the upper room. In chapter 20 of John, it says in verse 22 and 23, and Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained, meaning not forgive. You know, that's one of the reasons why people are encouraged to go to church, is because most churches at the beginning have this confession absolution time. Even as we said, let's say it again, from 1 John 1, 8, and 9. It's what we said last week in our church. The pastor starts by saying, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
And the congregation responds, but if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
And then we usually go to a general confession by saying we are sinful, we've sinned against God by thought, word, and deed, by what we've done, what not we've not done, not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve punishment.
And we're given a little time for silent reflection on the sins we have committed.
Then the pastor announces, and it's not that the pastor has great power, but he says, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, meaning he's the stand-in, he's the representative, I declare to you, your sins are forgiven. Just as Jesus said, if you retain the sins, they're retained. If you forgive, they're forgiven. We as human beings need to hear those words, you are forgiven. And that's what God does in church, to let us know that our sins are forgiven. In Elroy's world, his life was very logical and orderly. Everything in good, proper sequence. I remember his daughter saying once that, and Starla was a real good friend of mine, she said, I just don't even know if my dad has faith. He just doesn't show it like other people. That always stuck with me, and I always wondered about that. It applies here to this concept of forgiveness in this sense, that Elroy, he didn't have very many emotions in all that he did. He was a man of logic and sequence, and he determined something. It was a matter of the will. And so if Elroy was wronged, and he chose in his mind to forgive the person, it was a matter of the will. We as human beings have a will. We have intellect on one side, and then emotions on the other side. Often we are guided and controlled by our emotions. A few people, like Elroy, are just the other extreme. They're guided and controlled by their intellect. Both are proper. Both can be forgiveness when it comes from the will, a choice to do what needs to be done.
Now, this has been a lot of stuff to take in.
Oh, kind of scattered here and there and everywhere and, yeah.
What, but... who, us? Scatterbrained?
I kind of feel like it kind of was. Oh, but we hope and pray that some things here touched your heart, your life, your intellect, your emotions, and help you in your walk in faith and understanding. Forgive us our sins, even as we forgive those who sin against us.
But if you have questions, concerns, thoughts, disagreements,
write us.
We never disagree, do we? No.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
You can write us at
info,
I-N-F-O,
at not-alone.net. And never forget,
we are not alone.
Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits. Our sincere thanks go to Terry Nord and Robert Vaughn for their interlude music.